Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph holding. Yeah, Daf Mem Gimel, four lines down. Verse says, Boi Minei Rebbe Yavino Merav Sheshes. Rebbe Yavino is the Shalach of Rav Sheshes. Bas HaNizoynes Menachem. A case, a daughter is Nizoyner, she receives her food, her Mizoynes, Minachem, from the brothers. In other words, a case where the father died. And the brothers Yashin, the halacha is that the boy, the son, they Yashin. So the daughters, they don't get Yerusha. So the halacha, sometimes that the daughters get fed, get mezoinos from the brothers. They have to feed their sisters. So the Rashi brings down the cases that the batan is onus menachin, shekachu tenai ksuba. Sometimes that's a tenai in the ksuba, like we'll have later on. That bonin nukvin, the heve lechiminoi, the daughters you have for me, she says, she writes Miksuba, in then you have a Yasfin Bevesi, they should have the right to sit like in my house, or Misna Menichse Adit Lokul Gavron. They should have the right to be fed from your property, because even after the wife says to the husband, even after you die, I want to make sure that my daughters have a right to get fed from your Nechosim. So Lokul is when the father dies, that the sons, they yarshin, they take off all his nechosim, just they have achrayis to feed these daughters. The daughters also have to get fed from the brothers. Now the shaila is in such a case, ma'isa yodeh lemi. In the case now the daughters do work, and they get a paycheck. Who owns the paycheck? Who does the ma'isa yodeh go to? Is the mokim of kaima, do we say the brothers are like in the father's rishus, just like the father's alive? So then I would say ma'osim, just like over there. Ma'isya de'liyav, that the ma'isya daim go to the father. The locher is calls the man, the father's alive. If the daughter works, the locher is, the paycheck goes to the father, calls the man, she's a nara. But since the father has to feed her, therefore the paycheck goes back to the father. So the svara should be the same thing here also, achinam here also. Ma'isya de'liyach, and here should be the same svara, that the ma'isya daim go to the yachim, to the brothers. Since the brothers are feeding her right now, so the ma'isya daim should go to the brothers. I do, maybe loydomi. No, it's not like it. Loydomi, loydomi liyav. It's not like the father. Hosa matayi mididei misses no. By the father is the one that's supporting his daughter from the father's own money that he worked for. He has to give and pay the daughter to give him a zaynus. So therefore, it's a svar to say that the father deserves back the paycheck. What the daughter works, the work that she does, the money goes back to the father. But hoch over here, lav miditu, Mrs. No. Over here, though, we say she doesn't have mizoynis from them. It's not the brother's own money that they're paying her. The pshat is the brother's now yashin the father. They're taking over the father's money. So since it's not their own money, that's a svar to say that it doesn't go to them. Is ochi lav miditu, Mrs. No, that's a svara. Maybe here by the brothers is a little bit different. The brothers, it's not their own money they're paying her from. So therefore, maybe her ma'isya daim, what she works, deserves to go to herself and not to the brothers. So that was his question. Again, when the daughter does work, who gets the paycheck? So Gemara says, Omalei, we learned like this, Omalei Tenisu, we learned. It says, Almono nizoynes minichsi yisaymin. The case of an almono, when a husband died, so halacha is when the husband dies, who yashins the nechasim? The sons yashins the nechasim. So the almana, she has also a right to get mezoinos from the yashim, minichsi yisaymin. It's even after she collects the ksuba, it's a question if she's collecting the ksuba, yes or not, but it's part of the tenai ksuba that she gets paid from the nechasim. Rashi says, almana nizoinos minichsi yisaymin. The anami tenai ksuba is also one of the tenai of a ksuba, of a pirkin. At Yasva Bebesi, that the Tanai is, the husband writes to his wife, you have a right to sit in my house. Or Misna Menichse, call you may make Ramon Asecha. Call the man, you're an Amon, you don't remarry, you have a right to get paid from my Nechasim. It's a question, could be this before you collect this Ziksuba. This could be. But I call upon such a locha that Amon again is Nizoinis Menichse Simon. The almana, when her husband died, she has a right to get mezoinis, the money that she needs to live on, from the nechosim that the yisaimim yashind. Or ma'isi yodeh. Now let's say the almana has a job and she makes some money. Shelahen, it belongs to them. So who you see that since they are feeding her, the money goes to them. So you see, halacha goes to them. The Rashi says, Alma, we see, b'mokamav kaima, we see that they're taking b'mokamav. That since the Yisoyimim now, the children are feeding the mother, therefore she works and gets a paycheck, the paycheck goes to them. So we're the same Svarash Vil here also by Abbas, that the paycheck should go to the brothers. So Mora says, me dummy, no, maybe it's not like one to the other. I tell you, Almenoso, loinichalei biavocha. The Almona, maybe it's a Svara man, doesn't care so much that his Almona, his wife, should have havocha, should have more than she deserves. In other words, the Tanai Ksuba was, what you need to live on, you have a right to collect from my children, from the Yisoyimim. But here, where she's making her own paycheck, she has her own money, and she's still getting fed from the Yisoyimim, maybe then the husband doesn't want to, Almona to have so much money by havocha. So there's a Svara that the Maisi Yodeh, what she works, should go to the assignment. But Bita, maybe Bita is different. Maybe by your daughter, maybe Bita nichle bavocha. Maybe the Sfarada said that a husband, the father, cares more about his daughter. And for his own daughter, there even though there's a Tanai, that the assignment, the sons, have to feed them, still if they work and get their own money, maybe the father was nichle that they should keep the money. You can't bring a proof from an Amona to Loch of a Bita. So Mora says, Lameimer, what do you want to tell me if so? The bitoy adif leim amanosoi. So it's fair to say that the bitoy sometimes is better off than the amanosoi. That the father cares more about his daughter than he cared about his own wife, about the amona. For the Gemara, is that true? I've yomer Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said like this, some Rabbi Yossi. That also almono eitzel habas. Right. Gemara says, is that true that a husband likes his daughter more than his own amona? I've Amr Abab, Amr Abab, Amr Ab Yosi. Also, Almona, Eitzel Habas. In the question where an Almona and Abbas both have a right to get money, so then maybe the Almona comes like first class over the Bas, Kebas Eitzel Achim, B'Nechasim Watim. The same way Abbas and brothers have to do with Nechasim Watim. What does that mean in a case like this? Let's say the father dies, and he only leaves over a small amount of Nechasim. Small property, small Yerusha, and there are sons and daughters. So usually the halacha we had before was the sons yashin it, they get the money, and they have to support, give a certain amount of money to the daughters that they can live on. But let's say the whole Yerusha is very small. It's not enough to support both the sons and the daughters. So who gets the money? The halacha is the daughters get the money. It says there, Mahabas. Just like by the daughter, Eitzalachim, when it's a question when the father died and it left over daughters and sons, so the locher is Habas Nizoinus, the Bas, the daughters, they have a right to collect the money. They have to get fed from the money the father left over. But the Achen and the brothers now is Yishlo Al Apsochim. They have to go out and beg and knock at people's doors to get money to eat. So you see, when you have a son and a daughter, the daughter gets more than the son, when it's a small amount of Yerusha. Even though midiraisa the sons yashin it, but since there's a tanai, the sons have to feed the daughters, the takana was the daughters get the money, and the sons have to go yisho and ask money by the door. So the same halacha af al mona etzal abas. The same type of a case, what's going to be, where the husband died, and he left over an amona, and he left over a daughter, and there's a small amount of money, it's not enough to support both of them. So who gets the money to be supported from the father's nechasim? Halacha is almona nizoinus. The wife, she has first choice. She gets the money. She gets fed from the nechosim. The habas and the daughter now tishal al apsochim. She has to go around and ask money from other people. So here is the svara that the almona receives the money before the daughter does. So you see, the father cares more about his wife than about the daughter. The almona has first rights over the money. So, if we see that when the almona receives mezainis from the ach, from the yisoyimim, she has to give them her maisi yadayim. So for sure it's a svara, when the bas, gets paid from the yisoyimim, and she gets a paycheck, that's for sure the paycheck should have to go to the yisoyimim. Because the chura you see, the husband cares more about the almona. So Mura says, maybe no, again, maybe there's no right. I'll tell you like this. Lin yin zilusom. Here it says elusive. There's no money. What do you have to do? You have to go around begging by the doors. So it's a big zilzla, it's a big busha, like embarrassment, to go around begging for money. So therefore, for the embarrassment, almanosa adifalei, the husband cares more about his almona than it does about his daughter, that he would not like to see his almona have to go around begging on the doors. So therefore, the little bit of money that's left over, the svara he would want it to go to his almona and not to the daughter. Mashenkin l'nyan havrocha, in the case where there's enough money, they both get fed as much as they need. Now it's a question, when they themselves work and get a paycheck, so now they have more than they need, could they keep that money or not? So l'nyan havrocha, it's a svara maybe bitei adifalei, that kvart his daughter, she knows she's a young girl, she has a whole life to go through yet, she's going to need money, she has to get married, she has to look nice. So Mela for his bita, it could be a svara, the father's nicha, that she could keep her paycheck. Even though she gets fed from his nechasim, from the yisaimim, but still the father sometimes nicha bavocha, his nicha that the daughter should have more money. Even though he has an amona that he doesn't want, it's not his wife anymore, it's an amona, there he doesn't care if she has havoch or not. Could be as long as she has what to eat. So the paycheck there has to go back to the yisaimim. But it's no proof how it would be by a bitoy. So we have no proof. Most like this now. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has the kasha like this. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. Maisa yodeho, it says in our Mishnah. Maisa yodeho, when your father has his own daughter, and his daughter, she's a nara still, or ktano, it's a paycheck that she gets, a maisa yodeho, or else it's a Yosef, she goes and finds something in the street, if she finds something. So it says in the Mishnah, even though the father didn't collect it yet, Meitzav, if the father dies, is Harei and Shalachin, Halachar is, it's Mamin, and it's considered as if the father had it already, and therefore whoever Yashin's the father, the brothers, they have a right to get Ha Maisi Yodeho and Ha Mitzi Yosef. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So Chur Tzadik like this, Taima, what's the reason? Taima, De Bechai Yav, because the father was alive. She worked when the father was alive. This was the Maisi Yodayim that she worked when her father was alive. Therefore, the money goes to her father, or if the father dies, it goes back to the Yacham, it goes to the Yisayim. But only because the work that was done when the father was alive. It's Mashmo, L'Yacham Misasav, Mashmo, the paycheck that she gets for the work that she did after the father died, then L'Yatzmo, that would go to her. Because if not, let the Mishnah say a Digi Chiddush. Not only the work that she did when the father was alive goes to the Yachin, but no matter what work she does, even later on, even after the father dies, still it goes to the Yachin. And the Mishnah's mashma only that Kol Zaman the father was alive, the work that she did, then the paycheck goes to the Yachin. But mashma, the paycheck for the work after the father died goes to herself. So of course, not like we wanted to say before. So Mar says, my love is now Mishnah talking about even Bini Zaynus, where the daughter is getting fed from the brothers, and still it's mashma that the paycheck goes to herself. So we take and see that a bita is different than amanosai. Mar says like, could there's no proof in our Mishnah. Hatta Mishnah is talking about the shein and mizaynus. Our Mishnah is talking about where she did not have, where she was not fed. That therefore her paycheck stays by herself. Mashenka, in the case where the yachim feed her from the tnaik suba, it could be then enechnami the paycheck goes to the brothers. For the Gemara, if our Mishnah is talking about a case where she does not get fed from the Yachim, says so, Maila Memra, like what's the Chiddush then? Pshita, like her paycheck goes to herself. Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush over here? Like if she's not getting fed from the Yachim, and the father died already, so Pshita, whatever she makes, go to herself. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah then? But Zafidu Laman Diyom, even according to Laman Diyom, it says, Yochol Arav Loim Eliyevit, that an Evid, the master, could say to his own Evid, I say, me v'enizonach, I want you to work for me, and I won't feed you. Hani mili b'yevid kanani. That's only the law of an Evid kanani. If you own an Evid kanani, you have a right to say to him, you have to work for me, and I'm not going to feed you. The like siv be'imcha, doesn't send the post imcha like he's part of you. So therefore, you don't have to feed him, even though he works for you. Avel Evid Ivri, mashenken by regular Evid Ivri. The Yechzivbe, it says in the Pasuk, Imcho, that he has to be with us, so, Loi. Though in Eved Ivri, there the Loch is in Eved Ivri, that if he works, Lamais, it stays by you. If he works, I mean, you have to feed him. That you have to be mating him. And if you don't feed him, his Mais Yudayim goes to himself. Is Lechura Kol Shein Bitoi, for sure and for sure your daughter, that the only time you're going to get a Mais Yudayim is if you feed her. But if you don't feed her, for sure you're not going to get a Maisi Yadayim. So what the Chiddush of our Mishnah then to say that after the father died, you're telling me now that the money goes to herself? Pshita? If the Yach and the brothers are not feeding her, pshita, the money goes to herself. What's the Chiddush? Even by an Eved Ivri, the money goes to himself. So I'm a Rava Barula. So I will answer like this. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is like this. Lo nitzucho elo lahadofa. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about lahadofa, the extra money that she makes. Like this. Rashi says like this. Lahadofa. Rashi says, Li'olam l'diyuka di lo yitzruch. We need our Mishnah for the Chiddush of our Mishnah itself. Li'ashmina to teach us. The Maisa Yodeho Li'acha Misa Sav Li'atzma. That the Maisa Yodeho, whatever she works, even after the father dies, still goes to herself. And also Ubishen and Nizoinus, where she's not being fed from the brothers. So then the question was, what's the Chiddush? The Loy Tema don't say like this. S'chus, Shezich Satur Liyab Bevitoi, Mamanu. This s'chus that the father has in his daughter is like a s'chus money. You have a s'chus money, whatever your daughter makes, goes to the father. So I would have thought this s'chus money is called money, Loy Rishal Abonim, that could go over to the children also. That even after the father dies, the sons now, the sons, they have a right also to get the schus, the money of the daughter. Or the kasha locha, you have a kasha, but my tizadon, what is she going to live with then? But that's pshita, if they don't feed her, she has a right to use her money to feed herself. Holagorami Eved Ivri, she's not worse than an Eved Ivri. That if the master doesn't feed the Eved Ivri, he has a right to keep the money what he makes for himself. So the Chiddush is like this, true. She's not being fed from the Yachin. And the paycheck, the money that she needs to feed herself, Habadi, she has a right to keep for herself. Ki Yitzvach, when do we need Lashmina to teach? The Mishnah tells the Chiddush that the whole paycheck goes to herself, Lihadofa, where she makes a big, big paycheck. Shemaisa Yodea Oidif, Almazanaiseho, where she makes much, much more money than she needs to feed herself. Yitzvach Lashmina, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Like I would have thought to say, in a case where she makes a very big paycheck, that half of the paycheck is enough for her to live on. So pshita, avada she has the right to keep the money to live on. As much money as she needs to live on, avada she's allowed to keep that much money. That's not worse than an Eved Ivri. But the chiddush is this extra bonus that she makes a double paycheck like. So the extra money there, I would have thought that's money that should go to the sons. The sons, the yashin, the father. The schus the father has to get all the money the daughter makes. Maybe it's called the schus mamin, that the sons have right to yashin. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, no? That when the father dies, the sons do not yashin that schus. When the father dies, whatever the daughter makes from then on belongs to the daughter. But again, only because she's not getting fed from the brothers. But maybe in the case where she's getting fed from the brothers, maybe the nechnami, then her ma'isi yadayah has to go to the brothers. So again, we have no proof. Moses says, "Oh, my rabbi, rabbi said that Gavra Rabba Kareb Yosef, Lo Yoda Dika Adofo Kameisif. Because Rabbi Yosef still has the kasha for our Mishnah. Like Rabbi Yosef was the one that has the kasha for our Mishnah. So, didn't he know this to be a teretz of Adofo? And still he has the kasha Kameisif to Yufta? So, Mashmi didn't like this for teretz of our Mishnah. Elo Amar Rabba, Rabba said like this, Rav Yosef Masnisin Gufa Kashalei. He had a kasha in our Mishnah itself, but this is not a good teretz for our Mishnah. We'll soon see why. Like, it's still a kasha for our Mishnah. The kasha in the Mishnah is like this. Tiktoni, it says in our Mishnah, Maise Yodeho Mitzioso. Afa Pishla Govso. It says the Chiddush in the Mishnah that the Maise Yodeho, what the daughter works, or Mitzioso, anything she finds, even though she didn't collect the money yet, still, if she worked before the father dies, then the money goes to the father. And if the father dies, that money goes to the Yoshim. So the kasher is mitziyoso miman gviya. What's this lashon, even though she didn't collect it yet? A mitziyah means something you find in the street. So she found it already. What does the Mishnah mean to say, even though she didn't collect it, still it goes to the father? Yeah, mitziyas you have already. El olav, isn't it hochikomer? This is what the Mishnah means to say. Maise yodeha kimitziyosa. The halach is of her maise yodeha, what she works. Whoever gets it, has the same halacha like a mitziyasa. Well, that's like when she finds something, whoever gets the mitziyas, that same person gets her ma'is yodeho. What does that mean to say? Ma mitziyasa b'chayuav liyav, just like a mitziya, something she finds, true. Calls the man, the father is alive, it goes to the father. Whatever the daughter gets, goes to the father. Liyacha misa sav liyatsma. That's pshita mitziyosa. Has nothing to do with the yorshim. That if she finds a mitziy after the father dies, pshita belongs to her. Like that has nothing to do connected the mizoynis that the yachim are feeding her. Even when the yachim do feed her, the mitziyosa that for sure belongs to her. It's her own mitziyos. So I'll tell you, af my what our mishnah says like this: af ma'isya de nami. The same thing, her paycheck that she gets. B'chayu av liyav. Calls the man, the father was alive, true, the father has a right to get it. But liyacha misasav, but when the father dies, liyatzma. It always goes to herself, whether she's fed, whether she's not fed, her maisiyah daim are the same halacha like a mitzias. Shema mina. That's a good right for now. That's what our mishnah means to say, that the paycheck the daughter gets, lemaisa always stays to her. After the father dies, it's not a schus that the father has in her tiyashin to the sons. The son can't take over his chus. It's a special chus the Torah gave the father. Calls the man, the father is alive, he gets her paycheck. But as soon as the father dies, then any work she does after that, the paycheck goes to herself and not to the brothers. Even when she's fed from the brothers. Mara says, Itmanam, we also learned like this. Itmanam, Yom Rav Yehuda Marav. Bas ha-nizaynis menachim. Can a case where the father died, and the Yashim, his sons, Yashin him, and the Tanai Ksuba was that the daughters have a right to get fed from that Nechasim, from the Yerusha. In such a case, it says clearly, Maisiyah De'eliyatzma, if she has a paycheck, even though she's getting fed from the brothers, still she keeps the paycheck. But this chus is not a Yerusha to give over to the sons. Amar Rav Kana, my time, what's the reason for this? How do we know? Maybe it's also called the chus mamin, that the father yashins it to his son. Like just so when the father dies, all his nechassim goes to the sons. Maybe this right that the father has to get the paycheck of his daughter also goes over to the sons. Teretz says, the pasuk says, "V'snachaltem oisom levnechem achrechem." Says by an eved kenani, if a father owns an eved kenani, then the father dies, it's the yerusha to the sons. The sons yashin an eved kenani the father has. So we dash like this: oisom levnechem. Oisim is an Eved Kenani that goes over to the children. But not a schus that the father has in his daughter, that does not go over to the sons. That's not Pateras Yerusha. Penechem, a schus the father has in his own daughter, that the father gets her maisi adeha, her paycheck goes to the father, that's not called the schus Yerusha. When the father dies, the sons don't take it over. Magad comes to teach us, Shein Odom Moirish schus bita lebenoi. That a father, even though he has a schus in his own daughter, that he has the right to get her maisiyah deha, this schus is not a yerush to go over to the son. The son, when the father dies, does not take over this schus. That's his pasuk. There's nachaltem oisam levnechem. Oisam means only an eved kenani. There's yerusharon. But for loy b'nai seichem, daughters, there's no din yerush on daughters. Naskiv lo rabbi has a kash like this. V'yema, maybe this pasuk is talking about the pitoy habas. Maybe the post is only talking about if a man was mafata, your daughter, that he has to pay the father the kenas. So maybe there is no din Yerusha to the sons. Maybe this chus bitoi, maybe this it does go over. Rashi says, the yoinis v'chavolos akos medaber. Avo maisi yodeho, temidi d'shchiach, it happens often. And also it's a svara that since the brothers, the sons, are feeding her, like they're spending their money on her, it's a svara she should have to give them their paycheck. Maybe this paycheck does go to them. Maybe the pasuk only means a schus of knas from the daughter that was supposed to go to the father, when the father died doesn't go to the sons. If a man is manasi yisayma, we had before, the money goes to her, that's no yerusha to the sons. But maybe the Yerusha of the Schus of the Ma'is Yodeh, what she works, that's a Svara they should get. Mar says, V'chein Tone Rav Chanina. Chanina Taka learns like that. That what? That Pepitoi Habas Ukunosis V'chavos Akosim Adaber. The Pesuk is only talking about that the father doesn't yashin to his sons these Schusim. The Schus of somebody's Manas, your daughter, or Chavolos, or Kunosis, that they don't take over. But it could be that the money of the Ma'is Yodeh, what she works, maybe that the sons do have a right to get. Nothing more Sakasha. The Chavolois, the Chura Chavolois, Tzara de Gufaninu. Chavolim means somebody hits her, the pain that she received, that belongs to her, Rashi says. Tzara de Gufu, for Tzara lezokle rachmon liyav. If somebody gives pain to her daughter, the money for that pain does not go to the father.
Kretanya Bachoivum, Bibnoiba Bita Ktanim Yatlen Skula.
If somebody gave the daughter pain, what you're paying back, like to make up for the pain you did to the body, that goes to her, and the money has to put away to make a school, and make a, what you call, fund for the daughter. So, if so, how can you say Chavulus, it's not to say the father doesn't yashin it, the father doesn't have it himself either. Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, we're talking about over here, Shepotze Befonehel. We're talking about right now, where you hit it in the face in front of people, and you Befonehel in the face. Trashid Yavchaso Mikaspa, you ruined her also. The Yisrael Yavdi Lohu, to Yeshle Bomecha. Now, Shepotze Befonehel means, vice versa, you made her face look not nice. So that's called a tsar, that you embarrassed so the people won't buy you for a maid anymore. So you took away the value of her. The value of her, that type of belongs to the father. So that's the chiddush. Even though if the father was alive, he would get this money. But now that the father died, the sons do not get this money. But it could be, maybe the maisi or there, what she works, does go to the sons. Amarav zeir, amarav masna, amarav. V'yamrlo, amarav zeir, amarav masna, amarav. The daughters that get fed from the brothers when the father died, he also agrees the psak we had before, that her paycheck goes to herself. It's not a Yerusha to the sons. Last pasuk we had, by Nebuchadnani, it's a Yerusha to the sons. When the father dies, he yashins over to his sons. But not daughters, the schus and the daughter, the father can't yashin to his sons. Magda comes to teach us, Sheinoda Moirish Chuzbita Lebanoi. Her father has no right to be Moirish, his chus, his right to get the Maisi Adel of his daughter to his sons. Omalaya Vimi Bar Papi. Says, Shokut Omra. There is Shokut means a chush of a person said this halacha. Like, he's also asking, that's the halacha. And Shokut Mani, who is this? Shmuel. Her Rashi says Shokut means Rashi says Shmuel have a korale Shokut al shum tilchus akavose bedinei for Shokut al dvor of loymim kichosam. He says choshev zachin. He says it to the point. So here's a Shokut there means that Shmuel said this halacha. Shokut amr Shokut mani Shmuel. I heard Rav amr. I Rav said it. Eimo, what he meant to say is Av Shokut Amr. And Echnami, I'm asking Rav said it. But I'm telling you, even Shmuel also said it. And yeah. Omamar Barameimo. Rav Ashi, Hochi Amri Nadoi. Hilchos Sakavos is the Rosheshis. The Loch is like Rosheshis. Rashi with the Poshet Liel Bitem Amenosoi. V'yoga my Sidei Liachin. The Rosheshis before said you learn out Bitem for an Amenosoi that her paycheck goes to the brothers. Not like we say now. Rav Ashi Yomino Hilchasakavos to the Rav. The Hilchasakavos to the Rav. The Maskana is like this last psak. That we darshan, her maisi yedeh, her goes to herself. She keeps it. It's not a Yerusha to give over to the daughters. Right. Yeah, Mishnah says right. Hamaris es bitoy. When you marry off your daughter, Hamaris es bitoy. You made the Kedushin for your daughter. For Girsha, and then she received the get. Irsa, then she had a second time, she got married a second time, Irsa, for Nisarmala, and then the second time her husband died. He's the Lachok Subosha Shaloi. Subosha Shaloi means it goes to the father, that the father collects the Ksuba from both times. Like Rashi says, Ksuba Shigoiva Mishnei Erisin, from these two Erisin, Talalu, Uksov, and this Tana holds, this Mishnah holds, Yesh Ksuba Li Arusa. But Arusa has a right to receive a Ksuba. Talking about while she's still a Naru or a Ketana. Now the Mishnah says, what about her Siyo for Girsha? She had an Nesuyin, and then she received the get. And then a second time, her Siyo, she remarried to a second man and had an Nesuyin with him. Finis Aramala, and then she became an Amona. Is Ksubos for Shaloh. Now the Ksub already goes to her. When she became a Nesuyah, she goes out of the Rishus Hav, the money goes to her. Rabbi Yehuda Laimer depends. Her Rishayna, the first time she had Nesuyin, and the husband died or gave her get, is Shalav, the Ksuba still goes to the father. Omrulay, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misha Siya, no, as soon as she had Nesuyin, I tell you the Lachar is, Ein Lavia Rishuspa, the father has no more Rishus over her. Once she had Nesuyin, the money now goes to her even after the first time. Like Rashi says, the Mishia Siya, Poka Rishusai, it goes off to Rishusa the Yav. We go after the time when she collects the money. Ugevayna bos ochi, she collects the ksuba after nesuyin. Ployazlinan bos the ksiva. We don't go after the time when they wrote the ksuba. Loima to say, hoyol borishoyna nichtava biyoide bishos av. Tiav the av, you don't go bos the when they wrote the ksuba, but rather when the gevayna was when she's in the suya, therefore Rabbanan say, even the first ksuba goes to her. Alright, turn over.